Okay, we are live. Welcome to another episode of Sundays with Poppy. We are FaceTiming with Poppy right now. This is grandchild number one, Jordan.
And grandchild number eight, Allie.
And we have Poppy on the line. Say hi, Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
What? We miss you. How are you doing on this summer Sunday?
We're doing fine, thank you. Everything is the same. We're just getting a day older every day.
Well, you look and sound great, so we're very happy to be some kind of virtually with you today.
Thank you, dear.
So, Allie, do you want to tell us what we're going to be talking about in today's episode? Actually, before you do that, do you want to ask Poppy if he has something to share with us?
What does vernal mean? What does vernal mean?
Vernal?
Yes.
Can you
V-E-R-N-A-L.
V-E-R-N-A-L. Allie, do you know what vernal means?
I don't know what vernal means.
I also don't know what vernal means.
Did you go to school in America?
Yes, we did.
This one's vernal, going to college.
Vernal means green.
Green?
Green.
Well, I was going to... Okay, so that makes sense to me because there's a lot of... I don't know. It sort of sounds like the Spanish word
for green. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Verde in Spanish is green.
That's correct.
So vernal is just a synonym for green?
Yes. What does sesquipedalian mean?
Sesquipedalia?
Sesquipedalian.
Pedalian.
Yes.
Allie?
I don't got it.
Can we phone a friend?
You sure in America?
We got nothing, Poppy. This is why we have you.
It means a word with many syllables.
That's what it means? Sesquipedalian.
What about just like multisyllabic? Is that
a
word?
That's what it means.
Huh. So if you were going to do a really hard, what's it called? Charades thing, and you had a million syllables on your arm, it would be sesquipedalian.
Correct.
Okay, we've learned a lot in these first 2 minutes. Thank you for that. Good. Those words of the day, Poppy.
Good babies.
Do you have any riddle or joke of the day you want to share with us too?
Not at the moment. I'll think of one.
All right, we'll do that at the end. So, Allie, why don't you kick us off and tell us what we're going to talk about today?
So today, we wanted to learn about some of Poppy's all-time favorite books and movies in his life, and also his experiences in the first movie theaters and drive-in movies, and yeah.
Yeah. So Allie just asked, what's Poppy's favorite book, and what's Poppy's favorite movie, and I said, I actually have no idea.
How do you know about drive-in movies?
Guess what, Poppy? Drive-in movies have made a comeback in these COVID times.
They're very retro, and people think that they're fun and cool, and during COVID, it was a good way to have forms of entertainment while outside and socially distanced.
And they have waiters and waitresses come to your car for refreshments?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's quite as cool as it used to be, but yes, there are food deliveries to your car.
How many guys you think broke their cherry in drive-in movies?
Isn't it that the guys broke the girl's cherry?
Yeah.
Yes, I meant to say it that way.
I think quite a lot. What do you think?
I would think so, too.
A drive-in movie reminds me of Grease, the movie, right?
Yes,
right.
Exactly. Yep.
In the 50s.
All right, so my favorite movie of all time is Guns of Navarone.
Guns of Navarone.
Yep.
Never seen it. Have you?
It was with Gregory Peck and Anthony Quinn.
Oh, I know who Gregory Peck is, but I've never seen that movie. So should we watch it with you one time?
What's it about?
The Germans installed a super gun in Greece. And America sent commandos, Gregory Peck and Anthony Quinn, etc., to get rid of it.
Wow.
It's a great story.
Do you remember the first time you saw it?
I was just going to ask that.
I must have been 10 years old.
You think it was in the movie theater?
Oh, yes. We didn't have TV then.
So can you walk us through what do you remember as a kid going to the movie theater? Like, how much was the ticket? Like, what was the whole experience like?
Was there popcorn?
What snacks did you get?
Ticket was never more than a quarter.
A quarter. Can you believe that, Allie?
Crazy.
Popcorn was about 10-15 cents. The soda was the same. And you got two movies, a newsreel and a cartoon for the same quarter.
What does that mean? There was, before the movie started, there was like a cartoon that happened?
And a news show, and then two movies back to back.
Two movies
back to back? A double feature?
So
yes, exactly.
Were you in the theater for like 4 hours?
At least.
And it was all black and white?
To begin with, yes.
Do you remember when it changed to color? And, like, was it crazy? Was it so exciting?
Of course. Yep. You know, if you want to talk about entertainment, my favorite times were when I saw one of the Rat Pack in person.
Ooh.
You know who the Rat Pack is?
Do you, Allie?
I think.
Only sort of, so tell us.
Who do you think the Rat Pack is?
You tell us.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, mm-hmm. Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford, and Sammy Davis Jr.
Right.
My friend's father, Mervyn's father, was in the jukebox business, and he was friendly with a nightclub owner named Ben Maksik, M-A-K-S-I-K. He owned a big nightclub in Brooklyn. And when you had a few bucks, you went there. So I went with Mervyn one time to see Sammy Davis and his father and his uncle. They were called the Will Mastin Trio, M-A-S-T-I-N Trio. And Mervyn and I went backstage after the show.
Wow.
And we walked in, and there were three black guys, Sammy, his father, and his uncle. And they all had nylon stockings on their heads to keep their hair down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that's funny?
No.
You ever seen a black guy with a nylon stocking on his head?
That is pretty funny.
It's how they take care of their hair.
Okay. I love the Robin Hood books. I loved all the Robin Hood movies. I love the Untouchables.
Wait, Robin Hood, like Robin Hood, the book and the movie.
Yeah, Sherwood Forest.
I never saw those.
Me either.
And
you don't know who Friar Tuck is?
I don't think so.
I don't.
You better research it.
Okay, we're gonna look him up right after this.
Okay.
He's in the Robin Hood ones?
Yep.
All right, we gotta see those.
What do you think Friar Tuck's occupation was?
I don't know.
He was a friar. Come on.
Okay, what about The Untouchables? What's that? That's the book?
The Untouchables started as a television series.
Oh.
It starred Elliot Ness as a G-Man. You know what a G-Man is?
No.
Are you kidding? You really went to school in America?
Clearly not a good school.
A G-man is a guy that works for the government. He's a cop.
Mm. Oh, a G-man, a government man?
Yep. And the G-men were after Al Capone. Al Capone was the head of the Chicago mob.
Huh. Okay, we got to see that too.
So that was wonderful. You know how they finally got Al Capone?
How?
Income tax fraud.
Really?
Yep.
And then they could get him for all the rest of the stuff?
Well, they...
That's how they got him in jail?
That's how they got him in jail. They never convicted him of one murder. He must have committed 1,000.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Wait, so Poppy, if you... all of these are... This is all great because we didn't know any of these, but now I want to make you pick. So what if you... We're going to get stranded on a desert island for the rest of your life. You can only take one book and one movie with you. What are going to be your picks?
Well, it would be easy to say the Bible, but that isn't true. one book and one movie. It's hard to know. I would say The Guns of Navarone is the movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I would say the book is My Friend Flicka.
What's My Friend Flicka?
Flicka, spelled F-L-I-C-K-A. Flicka was a horse.
A horse?
A horse.
A horse.
What's it about?
It's about a boy and his horse.
I never even heard of my friend Flicka.
Why would you hear of it? You didn't go to school in America.
Is it really old? Is it like a classic?
Yep.
Oh, God. Okay, Allie, you're going to write all these down for us, right? We got to read all these.
Don't need to write them down there in the podcast.
You're right. The beauty of the podcast.
Right.
Okay, my friend Flicka. Okay, good to know. Thank what do you think if Mima was going to pick her favorite movie? What do you think she'd say? We're going to have to ask her after and see if you were right.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay, Allie, we're going to call Mima after this. We'll confirm. Yes. We'll report back to our listeners.
Okay.
All right, do we have any other questions for Pat?
Did you think of a riddle?
Did I think of a riddle?
Or a joke?
No.
Nothing?
Nope.
Not even an old one you could just tell us?
An old joke?
Got a joke,
I'm drawing a blank.
Any
you
joke?
Got games on your phone?
I'm thinking if I know any.
Come on, Poppy. You gotta have something.
I'm thinking, guys.
Well, he did have two words of the day today.
True.
So.
We got a bonus word. We'll take that.
Why don't we end this by, Allie, you tell us your favorite book or movie or both.
Oh, gosh.
Or just one of them.
How about I tell you my current book?
Fine. Your current favorite book.
No, my current read.
Oh, your current read? Fine. I'll end on our current read.
My current read is The Anthropocene Reviewed by John Green. It's his first nonfiction book, and it's a collection of essays about, like, humanity as a whole, and he gives each mundane task or object a rating at the end and somehow ties it back to cosmic reality and the human experience.
It sounds deadly.
I actually think you would find it very interesting.
I'm sure.
Poppy, what's your current book that you're reading this week?
I'm reading, you know, I'm reading it and reading it and reading it, and I forgot the name of it. Hang on.
That's okay.
This is like a book club. I love it.
We can start the Sundays with Poppy Book Club, because for anyone that doesn't know, Poppy reads about 2 to 3 books a week.
Definitely. It used to be more.
The Millionaires.
The Millionaires? What's it about?
It's about two brothers who work for an investment bank.
Okay.
Who witness... the stealing of $3 million, which turns out to be $313 million, the death of a former secret G-man, a secret service man, and that's the story, how they run from the mob and all those dead, bad guys.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yes, it's very good.
Poppy, how many books do you read a week, you think?
Two or three? It depends on how long they are. If they're really long, I read two.
When in your life did you become a speed reader, and when did you start reading at this level?
When I was 16, I took a speed reading course. It was called Evelyn Woods.
Yep.
They sent you a device where you inserted the book in the back, and there was a bar that moved down the page. You could set the bar at any speed you wanted, slow, medium, fast, whatever. And the idea was to train your eyes to read one line at a time instead of one word at a time. So I reached a point where I could read 800 pages an hour.
Insane.
Now imagine when I was in college at a medical school, what an advantage that was. It took me 1 hour when it took other guys 6 or 8 hours.
It's totally crazy.
So when I was in medical school, I slept through medical school. you know why?
Why?
Well, I was colorblind, and I only spoke English.
Right.
And all the NYU professors had thick foreign accents, Spanish, Portuguese, French, whatever. They wrote on a blackboard with blue chalk, which I couldn't see, and they turned the lights out. So what would you do? I went to sleep.
You went to sleep, you read your books in 1 hour, and you got A's.
Right, and when I went to medical school, Eva and I lived on 38th Street at Lexington Avenue, so I walked to the school because the school was on 31st and 1st.
Right.
And she'd go to work. She was working as a raincoat model, and I forget the name of the firm. And yes, a raincoat model.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and so she would go to work in the morning. I would go to medical school. She'd go home at night, I'd be sleeping.
Wow.
I never had to study.
You never had to study. It's because your speed reading has paid off, and even till now, you're getting to read more books than anyone we know.
Well, I read maybe now 250 to 300 pages an hour.
It's crazy. I wish we could read that much.
Are you reading anything right now, Jordan?
I am. I'm reading a book that my old restaurant clients wrote. They opened a restaurant in Savannah, and it's a white man that owns the restaurant, and it's a black woman chef and owner. And the restaurant is opened in a former Greyhound bus terminal that was segregated at when it was a Greyhound bus terminal, and now it's a restaurant run and owned by this black woman.
Wow.
And it's a book all about how they formed their partnership and why they opened the restaurant and about race and everything, and it's very interesting.
Amazing.
Very good.
It is cool.
Yep.
Well, this has been such a fun episode of Sundays with Poppy. We got to learn all about your favorite books and movies. Pop, thanks for sharing with us.
Yes.
You're welcome, dears.
Alrighty, well, until next time, we're going to see you again very soon. Hopefully, we'll be in person for the next episode.
Alright, we love you and have a good day, and thank you.
We love you so much. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.